Okay, sorry to keep you guys waiting. I was out there signing some autographs for a bunch of great fans, and I just talked to EJ. We got to get you out of here. The sun is too bright out there for you guys to be sitting there waiting on me. Next year we'll do it right afterwards, but I apologize. You know, beautiful day of weather, that's for sure. Not much offense, some great defense. We came out really, really healthy, and that's probably the most important thing. You know, it was 235 on that on the scoreboard today. I was like, gosh, just give us two and a half more minutes here of health, and you know, we'll go into this summer conditioning as healthy as we've ever been. So I know you guys didn't see a whole lot of things together, I think it's easier to play on defense in a scrimmage like that than it is protect. You know, our depth is not as good on the O-line. You know, when it's all scattered out like that and you got one good player, I don't think Bookser played even probably the last, you know, quarter and a half. I took George out as well just as precaution and just to make sure we're healthy. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys remember. I know Jerry remembers. Brian O'Neill hurt his shoulder in the fourth quarter last year, and I wasn't letting that happen this year. Questions?
Connor kept saying consistency. Like, he felt like that was his thing. Is that what stood out to you from him this spring?
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, every day talking and talking to Coach Borbley just about the consistency he's put together. And again, I think, you know, Coach Borbley's really, you know, just kind of got him to the next level. He was a guy that could get us out of a game a year ago, and he's just become a, you know, he could start at center. He could start, you know, left or right guard. He's that smart. And he's just fundamentally really, really good. And again, he's built himself that way.
So
we're going overtime. Oh, we're going overtime. We've worked that drill in practice, and we're going overtime. That would have been interesting. I was hoping it'd go that way. I didn't want it to go pick six the other way.
I thought you were going to say maybe you'd be grateful that the Dane got you out of there to make sure everyone.
Yeah, but, you know, you like to compete, and it would have been fun to get into another situation. Situations are good for our kids to get into those situations. And, you know, Kenny ends that scrimmage, you know, maybe just the opposite of what, you know, he did against Miami, being the hero, and all of a sudden now – you know, out there 55 plays and really moved the offense pretty well for the most part. I mean, even in the first quarter, he's got some drops. You know, I think he had the better receiving crew that was healthy. I mean, on the other side, we had some late DQs out of Trey Tipton, which was just, you know, I think some of the kids were scared that he wasn't going to be able to play. And then Ra-Ra, we thought, would play and really just was precautionary to get him out of there as well and just make sure he's healthy. So, you know, Ricky didn't have much to throw to out there today either. It's not a bad thing at all. It's sometimes good, you know. You know, again, you end it so well, and, you know, you got to learn to deal with that adversity. I think it'll be great for him. I know how he'll take that. It'll just motivate him even more for the summer that, you know, I'm not going to let that happen. And, you know, you try to make a play and try to push it in there. Some things, you know, bad things can happen in a 3-3 ball game. I had a quick whistle, you know, early. It was quicker earlier than later. And then, you know, then they're yelling at me. And then the one time I don't blow a quick whistle, you know, they're complaining. I said, hey, I was talking to Larry. And then the next play, they hit the quarterback. I'm like, these guys, you know, if I don't blow it, you can see. Then they say, I guess I got to get closer. You know, again, I think that was, you know, due in part just to a split up offensive line. You know, I do a little bit, but, you know, I'm cautious saying anything because, you know, we'll find out in September. Really, that's when you find out how good they are. You don't win a championship in the middle of April. So I think we've got depth. You know, are we a championship caliber defense yet? I don't know. We'll find out. But I think we can be pretty good, and I know we're going to be deep at a lot of – I mean, really almost every position. I mean, we're too deep back there where, you know, we could line up with the twos and maybe make some things happen. So I think we're deep. Are we great? I don't know. We'll find out.
You know, given your defensive background, is there a part of you that kind of enjoys elements of a game like that?
You know, there's elements that you kind of look back and it's kind of like deja vu. However, you know, as a head coach, you know, I put a different hat on. You know, you turn it on, you know, a little bit sideways like this, and all of a sudden you're a different guy. And part of me, you know, I just, you know, maybe I regret, we should have drafted out the offensive line, put the one offensive line over here and two over there just to make it a little bit cleaner. I don't think it's indicative of really where we are offensively.
And how would you assess sort of Kenny's spring as a whole?
You know, I'd give Kenny an A. I mean, Kenny's sharp. You know, I don't think the receivers did a good job of coming back to balls on some scrambles and all that, but I think Kenny's really, really sharp. I'm excited about where he is, and, you know, Kenny will do some great things.
Has there been a change in his demeanor now that he's gone from being the kid that was sort of, towards the back of the line last spring, and now he's the kid at the front of the line?
I don't think you see any difference in Kenny. Kenny is Kenny. He's the same guy I knew when I was recruiting him and did a home visit in his house in January. I mean, I think he's the same guy when he got here. Very humble and respectful and works at it. I mean, he's not he won't take anything for granted. Kenny's a great one. The number one goal was, to be, more knowledgeable about what we, could do offensively and defensively. And, defensively, we got a ton of defense in. Offensively, we got a lot in. So, be better football players, be smarter and understand the concepts of what we're doing offensively and defense. That was one of the goals. The other goal was just, building team chemistry and playing together and working together as a team. And I think we certainly, when you just watch the way we practice, the way we interact with each other, that we – we got that goal as well. And there's two other ones I can't remember. So those are the two main ones I can think of. Well, the other one was, getting, a lot of guys in what we call 15 and 15, practicing all 15. And, I think the O-line and tight ends were the healthiest group throughout. I think tight ends were, kickers, they got it. They practiced every practice, but they didn't hit many people. But the tight ends, every tight end practiced, and there was only three of them, but they practiced every practice, never missed a snap. And the O-line, I think, had one guy out for, maybe 2 days. And then there's some other groups that we had, a lot of injuries at, like, Jerry, you love this injury talk, huh? The receivers were banged up all spring. It was that one position that wasn't as tough. And, when we talk 15 to 15, that was our other goal. How tough are we? Can we make 15 to 15? Because if you practice, you get better. If you don't, you don't get much better at that position. So that was one goal, and you achieved it at some positions, and some others not so well. Well, they, first of all, they took over some, pretty good players that had, a good base behind them, and Ronaldo Hill did a great job. But I really believe that Coach Collins and Coach Sanders took those guys to a different level. I really do. They already had knowledge, and there were some different things that we did that helped us, fundamentally. And I'm excited about where they are. And they bonded together well. I think they got along well. I think anytime there's a transition like that, to bring the right guys in, the right people that know how to, relate to kids, they did a good job. I mean, when you lost someone that, the players really respected, Ronaldo, but they did a great job blending in and really getting those kids' attention, because those kids they'll be attracted to you when they know that, that coach is going to give them something to make them a better football player and a better person. Darren Hall, again, didn't have a whole lot of room up front today. And again, wasn't a ton there, but Darren we know is a great back, and I was also impressed, watching AJ Davis out there today, just standing behind and watching some of the slippery moves. He's a slippery guy, but he did himself, some more playing time just based on what I saw today. He's a gamer. He did it in Heinz Field. It was a big day, in my opinion, for him. And he showed up and made some great plays and made some people miss. And was his, we always talk about BYOB, be your own blocker, and he did that today.
How good that backfield is, how much better can they be just competition-wise between one another?
When there's competition, it's great. I don't think Todd Sibley had a chance to really get going today, so he didn't even have an opportunity. I think he had one carry today, which was a little disappointing, but if he was on the blue squad, I think they only had the ball. I mean, they went three and out a whole lot. So that was, probably not a good situation for him not getting many carries. But Todd's a good back as well. And, there'll be competition back there. And then, the Salah Houdin kid's coming in. He was here today as well. So we're excited to see what he can do in the future.
There's been a lot of talk about Hendricks and Weaver and a good spring they've had. Mm-hmm. Before seeing them as bookends,
I really am. I mean, again, when you talk 15 to 15, taking all 15 practices and taking advantage of it, those two did, not miss a practice. And that really wasn't Dwayne Hendricks' nature in the past. He's been hurt. Weaver's pretty healthy. But to have those guys play all 15 practices, they got better. And those two will be, a force to deal with. Yeah, Craig, Anthony McKee has done a great job. what we saw is a bigger, better guy. You know, Coach Andrews always talks about your attitude is your weight, and he was a guy that just, you know, I don't know what he was doing, you know, just not eating well, going to the O and eating some dogs, and just, you know, he'd go up and down, and he all of a sudden he became consistent with his weight. And, you know, and then he gains 10 pounds, and then he's more productive. And really, when, you know, Anthony got in the game, I think the turning point really for Anthony was when he got in the game last year and he started making some plays, and then he broke his arm. There he is. Then he broke his arm, and then he still played another play after that with a broken forearm. I'm talking snapped in half. And this young man's done a heck of a job. I'm proud of him because there's some moments, you know, where you want to give up, right, Anthony? Some days you want to give up, and we've had conversations like, you know, coach, you know, I don't know, but he's persisted through it. And I mean, you know, perseverance is a big thing, and he's pushed through it. And this guy's going to make a lot of plays for us. He's fast. He's athletic. He's what we thought he was going to be when we recruited. Took him a little longer to get there, but, you know, guys grow up at different points, and he's grown up, and he's going to be a man for us. He's going to play a lot of plays for us. All right, guys.